hesitancy to get tested for HIV and has the overload of coverage on COVID pushed the importance of getting tested for HIV to the back burner?
There's a hesitancy in the Latinx community to get tested for HIV, oftentimes because it's not really seen as an issue. People culturally don't see it as an issue, and there's a lot of sort of stigma attached to it, as well as not as much knowledge about HIV in general that you see in other cultures. So people are hesitant. They're nervous to go into institutions and get tested. They're nervous because immigration has just become a huge issue in the country and a lightning rod of discussion. And so that makes people more nervous to access care and to go in and get of any kind. And so to get tested, even for HIV, which has other stigmas attached to it, it's even that much harder. Sometimes they're forced into doing things that they wouldn't necessarily want to do. I mean, so that can be, you know, trading sex for food or trading sex for survival of other things, and then drug use or drug. Sometimes it feels as though it's one of the only options in the for some people who feel sort of hopeless or feel disconnected and don't feel like they have options. And so addiction can be very big in this population. And that is something you don't hear people talk a lot about, but addiction can come in so many ways, but mental health and addiction issues that are untreated progressively get worse and worse, and they lead to more risky behaviors as well.
Can you tell me about the grant that the Damien Center has received, who it was from, and what it will be used for?
So we are very excited. This is a five-year grant directly from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and it targets Latinx men who are at very high risk for getting HIV. The great thing about it is there's sort of various different strategies, so we can meet people wherever they are. Some people are sort of completely don't know about HIV or unsure about it or nervous to talk about it, so we'll have education and outreach and awareness, social media campaigns, as well as in-person and on-the-ground grassroots efforts. And then we'll bring people in to get tested. So it's free, anonymous HIV and sexually transmitted infection testing, and they can come in to our site, or we'll have other locations in the community that they can come and get that testing. And then when appropriate, we will navigate people into care. So whether it's HIV care or to help with other sexually transmitted diseases, just general health to get people the services that they need.
Great information today, Alan. Thank you for
Great.
Your time.
Thank you.